This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, was held in Singapore today. During the meeting, the leaders of India and Singapore emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR, which include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. Earlier, the Indian ministers called on President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam and Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, in Singapore. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, the Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to create five new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said the new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to their doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. He said the government is committed to creating abundant opportunities for the people of Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the decision to create five new districts in Ladakh. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district today. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF. A total reward of 29 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on 3 Maoists, 3 lakh rupees on 1 Maoist, and 1 lakh rupees each on 2 other Maoists. Centre has issued comprehensive guidelines for handling public grievances with an aim to make grievance redressal time-bound, accessible and meaningful. The citizens can register their grievances on www.pgportal.gov, which will operate as a single window experience. Polygraph test is being conducted on the former principal of the Arjikar Medical College and Hospital at CGO Complex of Kolkata. CBI is interrogating the former medical superintendent cum vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashisht and Dr. Debashree Som of the Forensic Department of the Arjikar Medical College at Nizam Place office in Kolkata. Meanwhile, BJP has clarified that it has not called tomorrow's State Secretariat Nabanna Chalo March. Tomorrow, Pashchim Bang Chhatra Samaj has called the march. BJP said it supports the march and every call which cry out for justice for the victim of the Arjikar Medical College. Shri Krishna Janamashtami is being celebrated with fervour and gaiety in the whole country today. In Uttar Pradesh, temples and houses in the entire Braj region have been decorated with colourful tableau. As per the tradition, Shri Krishna's birth will be celebrated at 12 midnight in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Since yesterday, lakhs of devotees from across the world are visiting famous Shri Krishna Janmabhumi, Dwarkadish, Thakur Bhanke Bihari, Prem and ISKCON temples in Uttar Pradesh. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert today over parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Madhya Maharashtra due to extremely heavy rainfall. The IMD said that Madhya Maharashtra will receive extremely heavy rainfall today, while Saurashtra, Kutch and Gujarat will experience the same till tomorrow. Similar conditions will also remain over West Madhya Pradesh, Goa, coastal Karnataka and South Interior Karnataka today. Japan is on high alert as Typhoon Shanshan nears and could make landfall in western Japan, most likely from Tuesday through Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned today, urging residents to prepare for strong winds, high waves and heavy rainfall. India's hopes of winning the SAFF Under-20 Championship were dashed today as they were eliminated by Bangladesh in a penalty shootout. The match played at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal, ended after losing 3-4 to Bangladesh on penalties. Both teams were at 1-1 draw after regulation time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.